move you all around here, assuming. So when you come back, it'll be a mess. Thanks. You know what? If this one stays up for me, I'm good. I've got half a bottle of water, so it's not that heavy. Well, this Sunday, if you're visiting with us and if you need reminding, we're continuing in a summer series called Made New. And what we're doing is we're exploring the biblical theme of new or newness. And last week, we considered the new life that's available to everyone through Jesus. What we said is that Jesus talked about being made new. In the Bible, we read about that, about making things new. And he talked about it in the context of you and me, of us being made new. In fact, the Apostle Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, he wrote about it when he said, anyone who belongs to Christ, who belongs to Jesus, has become a new person. A new life has begun. That's good news. Best news ever. Well, this week, for the moments that we have together this morning, I'd like to consider with you what it means when the Bible says that God's mercies are new every morning. I mean, I've said that for a long time. You know, oh, his mercies are new every morning. And so in the context of us talking about that, I'd like to just consider that for a few moments. In the book of Lamentations, which you've probably read many times, in the Old Testament, chapter 3, verses 21 to 23 says this. And the writer of this book says, but this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Does anybody feel like you should be singing a little chorus? Yeah, so why don't we just do that little chorus? You know, it goes, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. New every morning, great is your faithfulness, O Lord. Great is your faithfulness. Awesome. Well, there you go. Extra song. It's free. God's mercy, his compassions being made new or new every morning, give us yet another reason to praise him. Now, the prophet Jeremiah, if you've heard of him in the Old Testament, he was the one who wrote the book of Lamentations, where we find these verses. And he wrote it in a time of, you might guess, a time of grief and national mourning after the once great city of Jerusalem had fallen to Babylon around 586 BC. And this the book describes great anguish, yet great hope, even in the midst of anguish and despair. And one of the main themes of the book is God's compassion for his people. And so Lamentations contains, yes, laments, or loud cries for Jerusalem and expressions of pain. But right in chapter 3, right in the middle of the book, there's a great statement of confidence and hope. And Jeremiah's tone changes from writing about the despair to hope in Lamentations 3:21, where he says, but this I call to mind, this thing I remember, and therefore I have hope. And from this and the following verses, we know that even in the darkest times, God is faithful. Every day, every morning, God shows his mercy and compassion. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. What an awesome reminder of his faithfulness and his mercies. Well, as we look a little closer at Lamentations 3, 22 to 23, we notice a couple of important themes I suggest to you this morning. First, obviously, is the Lord's steadfast love. The Lord's steadfast love remains, folks, even in times of trouble, and even in times of judgment. You see, God never stopped loving Israel, despite in this case, where this verse comes from, his discipline toward them during this time. The Hebrew word translated for this kind of love is used about 250 times in the Old Testament. And it refers to love, yes, but it also encompasses things like grace and mercy and goodness and forgiveness and compassion and faithfulness. And so clearly we see his steadfast love. A second theme is God's unfailing mercy. The particular Hebrew word used in Lamentations 3:22, again, has to do with tender love, great and tender mercy, or even pity sometimes. The Lord's mercies are new every morning. And Jeremiah's statement that God's mercies are new every morning is naturally followed by the statement, "Great is your faithfulness." Folks, God is unchanging, and his mercies toward Israel were unfailing, as they are to those who follow him today. He kept and he keeps his promises. Because unlike some of the dates in our food cupboard program, there is no expiration or best before date on God's mercy toward us. His mercies are new every morning in that they are unending and always available to those in need. It seems almost unnecessary to say this, but we have our ups and downs. Yet God is faithful through it all. Believers still sin and at times grieve the Holy Spirit. But forgiveness is always available. Part of God's mercies is readiness to forgive our sin. We serve a great, loving, and merciful God. In Jesus, we have the fullest expression of God's mercy and compassion, new every morning. Well, speaking of morning, let me ask you a question this morning. What is the first thing you think about when you wake up in the morning? You don't have to answer this out loud. Probably best not to. But what is the first thing that you think about when you wake up in the morning? You know, I can just hear the word coffee coming through a lot of minds. I get that. Some of you did that. Yeah. So, but what typically are the things that you think about when you wake up in the morning? I was reading some things on this, and here's some of the things that I read about that idea. For many people, the first and most natural things that fill their minds when the alarm goes off, those things do not necessarily produce praise and comfort. More often than not, the cares of the day come rushing in before they can even take many breaths or have their first cup. Maybe it's about a struggling relationship or conflict, or maybe it's that meeting, or maybe it's about the mistake they made, some of the things that people have said, or the task list that's too long for today, or maybe it's the pain that they're feeling, or that sin that they can't seem to shake. And underneath it all, there's the nagging feeling that they won't find enough strength to make much of a difference about any of it. Now, maybe none of you feel that way ever, but a lot of folks do. And those first few groggy minutes of our day can often define or set the tone for the rest of the day. And that's why, in part, a while back, I encouraged you that when you wake up in the morning, just as your feet hit the floor, just take a moment and thank God. Give thanks for even a few things. And just think of that as you begin your day, because it will set the tone and make a difference in your day. But oftentimes, as I said, the cares of a day come rushing in before too long. I read a quote for which I could not find a name attached to it, but it said this: anxiety comes when we look at our circumstances and then at our ability. But faith comes when we look at our circumstances and then at God's ability. I like that. You know, most Christians, most Christ followers, believe fairly easily in the sovereign power of God, but often neglect or forget that it actually applies to them. to their lives personally and to their circumstances specifically. But as Christ followers, we always need to remember that the power of God is ours through Jesus, and that he promises us new mercies each morning. In Christ, the steadfast love of God for you will never cease. It will never end, never. His mercies will never come to an end, never. They will be new every morning, and he will be faithful to bring them to you. And some of those, what those mercies and what that encompasses, I mentioned just a few moments ago. So if we think about this just a little bit further, let me just take you here. We can keep some things in mind. One of them is that today's mercies are for today's concerns. Okay? Today's mercies are not designed to carry tomorrow's burdens or tomorrow's concerns. There will be, from what I read, mercies for that tomorrow. Today's mercies are for today's concerns. The very reality of these new mercies from God each morning means we don't need to be discouraged by barely making it through a day. You know, some days can leave us a bit broken. Some days can leave us a little bit beat up, maybe with even not so much hope at the end of the day. But let me suggest that's okay. That's okay. There was enough mercy for that day. And there will be more in the morning, because his mercies, his grace, and his love for us, his mercies are, they're new every morning. I think translated to English from the Hebrew, that means they're new every morning. It's not different. Also, we can't rely on yesterday's mercies for today's concerns. We go to Jesus fresh each day. We go to his word and we go to him in prayer each day, asking for the fresh grace that we need today. Because we cannot kill anxiety or despair or fear with a well-written to-do list. I don't care who you are. Or well-planned schedules. Rather, in all of our circumstances, it would be good for us to follow the words of Paul with new morning mercies in mind. Don't worry about anything. Well, instead, pray about everything. You say, well, I do pray about everything, and I worry about everything. Well, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need, and thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. His promises for new mercies are as real and trustworthy today as they were yesterday. So let's go to him daily. But what about tomorrow? What about tomorrow? I mean, what's going to happen with the kids? I mean, will they make good decisions? What are their futures going to be like? What about my health? What happens if this, or what if that happens? What about those relationships? Are they going to work out? What about our church? What about tomorrow? New mercies for tomorrow are given tomorrow. New mercies for tomorrow are given tomorrow. The strength to live tomorrow will be given tomorrow, not today. And it will be given. Our concern today isn't to have the strength needed for tomorrow's stuff. Our job today is to live in the mercies given for today and to trust God's word that there will be new mercies for tomorrow. New strength for tomorrow. Today's mercies don't include strength for tomorrow. They include faith that tomorrow's unseen mercies will be sufficient for tomorrow. It's important because of how natural and strong the impulse in our hearts is to want to feel sufficient today for tomorrow's challenges. We don't like it when the gauge reads empty at the end of the day and we have to go to sleep if we can, not feeling the power for tomorrow's concerns. Well, there's a secret to dealing with the trouble. And here's the thing that again, we as believers, as Christ followers, need to get. In Matthew 6:34, it reminds us and helps us with this. Do not be anxious for tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself. Isn't this great? This is just great. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Yay, God. Let me tell you what I think this does not say. This does not mean make no preparations for tomorrow's needs. This doesn't say don't make preparations for tomorrow's needs. Almost everything that is worth doing requires some forethought and planning and preparation. Jesus even said, which of you desiring to build a tower does not first sit down and count the cost, whether there is enough to complete it? The point of Matthew 6:34 isn't don't make wise preparations. The point is don't bring the troubles and uncertainties of carrying out those preparations tomorrow into today. You can know some of the pressures that are coming tomorrow. And part of your job may be to make some preparations for them. Those preparations that you make, we could say, are part of today's sufficient stress or even trouble. But how those preparations will turn out tomorrow and whether you'll feel strong enough today to do your part tomorrow, that's not something that God wants you to carry today. Those are tomorrow's concerns and burdens. Don't be anxious about tomorrow. Don't be anxious about tomorrow. God doesn't give mercies today for bearing tomorrow's burdens. God gives mercies which are made to carry that day's concern. They are new every morning. Why does God do it that way? Why does he suggest that that's the way to do it? It's not because yesterday's mercies were bad or weak. It's because they were yesterday's. Yesterday's mercies were for yesterday's burdens. Today's mercies are for today's burdens. They are new every morning. It's a bit like, if you know this story, it's a bit like when the Israelites were in the desert. Okay, they were in the desert and they were hungry and they were calling out to God. And God provided manna for them. It's like a, I don't know, it's not bread, but he provided manna. And so the manna would be on the ground. They would go out and collect the manna for that day. And they were to collect enough for each day, not the next day. Because God would provide that the next day. And if they tried to collect it for the next day, what happened? It spoiled. It went bad. Well, I would suggest in a somewhat, all comparisons break down somewhere along the line, but similarly, God's mercies are new every morning. Enough comes for each day. You live in God day by day. And I think we need that truth. And we need to remind ourselves of that truth. In fact, this truth might save your life. I mean, if you can grab hold of it and live it, it could save your life. Because many times in life, we come to the end of our resources and we say, there isn't anything in here anymore. I got nothing left. I'm depleted. And we despair that tomorrow will just be rolled onto today's depleted condition. And at that moment, we desperately need this truth. God does not expect you to carry more than his present mercies are meant for. When the next day comes, his mercies will be new. And so we don't need to compound today's load with fretting over tomorrow's. We must be I wrote, we must be so doubtful of God's word to say, I have no more strength, so tomorrow will be impossible to live. I mean, to say that is to doubt God's word, to say, I got nothing left. I mean, tomorrow I can't. I didn't want to face it. I have said that. I don't know if you have, but I have said, I want to stay up tonight because I don't want tomorrow to come. And I'm like, you... bad guy. Don't do that. That's denying God's strength and his enabling and his new mercies every morning. And I've been guilty of that, and I need to say, Lord, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Because it's not true that I will not have the strength for tomorrow if your mercies are new every morning and I'm following you in that. You will not be asked to live tomorrow on today's mercies and strength. What you need today is not tomorrow's strength, but today's faith that tomorrow's mercies will be new and will be enough. And you know, part of today's mercy is the ability to trust that there will be sufficient mercy for tomorrow. And we trust in that because God's word promises it. God says, trust me, I will give it to you when you need it. And you know what all this means? It means we go to him daily. Hey, that's a great plan, God. Make me depend on you daily. Wow. Whether it's in whispered prayer, we go to him. Whether it's in a time of day set aside to read his word or listen to it online or moments to reflect on his goodness to us, go to him daily. It's not about beating yourself up because I didn't read my Bible today, or I forgot this, or I forgot that. It's not about that. But it's relying on him daily that his mercies will be new every morning. It's building that and walking in that relationship with him because he desires that for us. Simply talking to him at times through our day because his mercies are new every morning. Father, thank you that your word promises that today I don't have to summon the strength and the energy to face tomorrow. But Father, that your mercies are new every morning. That when tomorrow comes, as I acknowledge you in my life, as I walk with you, as I spend maybe just even a few moments as my day begins with you, that your mercies are new and fresh. That kind of excites me. That I can have new and fresh mercies from you every morning. Every one of us can. Father, as we follow you, as we're obedient to your word, as we rely on your strength. And so, Lord, I pray that this week, that as we get up in the morning, that we would just take a moment. Once again, maybe we've done this, maybe we're still doing it, maybe we tried it and forgot it, maybe we didn't do it at all. But Father, we would just take a moment and maybe just thank you for one thing, maybe two things, maybe three things. And Father, that we would accept your new mercies for us that morning. I can't help but think our day would be different than when we don't. Lord, thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.